The U.S. Department of Agriculture will buy and destroy corn seeds that are tainted with a genetically engineered variety that's not approved for human consumption. That variety, called Starlink, has been withdrawn from the market. But some corn seed producers discovered traces of Starlink corn in their seeds this winter. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Aventis Crop Science has marketed Starlink because it's genetically engineered to resist plant pests. The product was only approved for animal feed, but some Starlink corn ended up in taco shells and other food products last year. Aventis pulled it off the market, but Starlink isn't going away so easily. The Starlink trait has turned up in corn seeds intended for planting this year. Yesterday, the USDA announced it would spend $15 to $20 million to buy up contaminated batches. Kevin Herglotz is a USDA spokesman.
Obviously, our goal here is to make sure that it doesn't get sold into and go into the planting season. And so that's what this is aimed to help.
The USDA says the contaminated seeds have not been planted, and it is encouraging all farmers to make sure what they do plant is certified to be free from Starlink. Officials aren't sure how Starlink ended up in the planting seeds. Some may be due to simple mix-ups in seed handling facilities, but experts suspect that it is also caused by cross-pollination. Dale Farnham, an extension agronomist at Iowa State University, says corn seed intended for planting is grown separately from corn planted for eating and animal feed. Farmers plant male and female varieties and get them to cross-pollinate in the field to produce the commercially valuable hybrids.
Because it's heavily reliant on this cross-pollination process, I think there's certainly an open area for potential foreign pollen to move in and contaminate some of the crop.
Apparently, last year, some of that foreign pollen came from Starlink corn growing in distant fields. Farnham says the phenomenon of unintended pollination is nothing new. That's why producers don't claim that their seeds contain 100% of the intended variety.
We never got too concerned about it because it wasn't that big of an issue then. Now we've got something that's a huge consumer interest issue here, and the demands are for zero tolerance.
Even though it's not a known health hazard, Starlink hasn't passed the necessary safety tests. Getting it out of the seed for this year's crop is an important step toward getting it out of the food chain, but Farnham says it probably won't be eradicated that easily. That's because not every corn plant grows from a commercially produced seed.
In every field, some of the corn falls to the ground and has potential to germinate and grow the next season. If that's a scenario and it's a Starlink field, we could have, again, volunteer, we call it volunteer plants that grow the next year.
Those plants, too, can produce pollen that can blow into fields where new corn seeds are being grown. The contamination from these occasional plants will be a smaller problem than it was this year, but it won't necessarily be zero. So seed companies will have to keep testing their crops for Starlink for some time yet. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.